Austin Stolick, head football coach, the Army of Rockets, joining Casey Miners of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network ahead of their big matchup on the road up at Newell Fonda coming up on a Friday. And, Coach, let's talk a little bit about last week for you guys. It was kind of a tough loss for you to Remsen St. Mary's. They're one of the top teams in eight-man football. You guys lose 43-0, but majority of those points scored in the first quarter. Taking the first quarter out, what did you really see from the boys the last three quarters to kind of keep that game close?
Yeah, you know, we start the football game out, Casey, last week, in a manner that you can't do against the top five team. You know, it's kind of like Woodbine the previous week. You know, we had a great first half, and then, you know, they're ranked fifth in the state for a reason. Woodbine is the second half. They came out much better than we did, and we had too many turnovers. So, yeah, against Remsen last week, you know, we had three turnovers in the first quarter. We had some very timely penalties. You know, and then kind of throughout the football game, we kind of had some miscues up front in our running game, and we just weren't able to sustain drives, you know, the way we wanted to. We have times that we have flashes that we can really move the football in the run game, but it's just a matter of being consistent to open things up in the passing game. So, yeah, you know, it's one of those deals, Casey, where you kind of tell your guys, you know, you see it on film. You can play with football teams that are top in the state like that. You know, we truly do believe that. We just got to play four quarters of football on offense, defense, and special teams. And you know, I feel like we're yet to play our best football. But you know, there's no time like tomorrow. You know, we have to get things rolling to be on cue for these last 2 weeks, as they're the two most important weeks of the football season so far.
Was it kind of just, you know, wash the film, let's move on to this week with the guys when you're kind of preparing for Newell Fonda?
Yeah, you know, to be quite honest with you, you know, Remsen across the board, they're very big and very athletic, and they're stronger than us, they're bigger than us, you know, so like I said, if you know, we pointed out, we saw some things on film that, you know, if you don't execute those things that you can take advantage of, you know, then you're in trouble against a football team that's very sharp and very good size, so... yeah, we saw some things on film, you know, a couple reoccurring things that we really just kind of need to clean up front, and then as far as hitting holes at the running back position. But, you know, overall, it was just kind of a mentality check of our guys telling them, you know, you play four quarters of football, you can play with teams like that. So, you know, we saw what we needed to fix. You know, hopefully we can do it moving on this week to Newell Fonda.
What has been the main focus in practice this week for you? Sounds like you're kind of getting back to those running basics to really find your groove on the ground again.
Yeah, you nailed it, Casey. You know, our guys have been, we've worked hard in practice. You know, it's a matter of, you know, at this point in the football season, we know what we need to do and we know how to do it. It's just a matter of executing offensively up front with our run schemes. You know, there's a few plays here and there where our communication isn't where it should be with our leadership and with our experience that we have, you know, and our guys understand that. And it's, you know, this is a game where, you know, we really feel like we can kind of gain an advantage on the run game if we can, you know, establish it to start right away. You know, Newell's kind of got the same DNA that we have. You know, they got a lot of speed. They like to mix things up. You know, offensively, they got the Carlson kid. You know, he's a dual threat quarterback, you know, and then defensively, they might play a shell cover three coverage that we could possibly exploit in the run game. So, you know, if we cover up little details and get to the next level and kind of feel our chips off better than what we did last week, you know, we had some mishaps in that aspect last week. But I think our guys are looking forward to the opportunity this week, and they understand what's at stake.
You know, you mentioned that what's at stake. You guys got to win, you know, the last two games of the season to kind of lock yourselves in a playoff spot. You've been talking to the boys about that at all, kind of saying, hey, you know, this is where we need to play our best football.
Yeah, you know, Casey, they're old enough and experienced enough. You know, they know what's going on. We haven't sugarcoated anything. You know, we tell them what the situation is, and we're kind of in the same. Well, we are in the exact same spot that we were last year in the district. You know, going into this week 7 matchup with Newell. You know, like you said, you win the last two, and you're in automatically. You know, you go 1-1, and you know, you put yourself in a tough position. So, you know, our guys have done a very good job so far of being game week specific, you know, with focusing on what the task at hand is for these 7 days. And, you know, I feel like there's no overlooking any football team, you know, from week 1 to week 8, and our guys understand that. And, you know, they've been really focused. They've had a really focused week focusing on Newell Fonda And, you know, there's no jumping ahead to Bowie Valley. It's Newell Fonda, you know, up at their place. They're in the same boat as we are. You know, they could win and give themselves a chance on their senior night. So it's a matter of that our guys have been focused, you know, seeing things on film, little cues that they can pick up from Newell Fonda. And it's just a matter of executing those little details.
You mentioned that the Carlson kid's a dual-threat quarterback for him. You know, when you face a kid like this, you try to stop him, but just kind of want a main focus to limit what he does and how he impacts the game. How do you do that defensively, you know, against him for you guys on Friday?
Yeah, you know, he's a very good quarterback. He's very smart. He's very quick and shifty. You know, he's their leading rusher, over 600 yards on the ground and over 900 yards passing through 6 weeks. Those are pretty good stats. That's a pretty good stat line there. So, you know, Newell Fonda, where they have it very good on offense is that they have multiple athletes. You know, they're able to exploit you in different areas and kind of utilize their speed on the edge. You know, kind of like I said, it's kind of like what we try to do offensively. So it's, yeah, you know, the Carlson, we have a lot of good quarterbacks in our, you know, in our district, and we've, up to this point, we've had a lot of focus on QBs, and that's kind of the same, you know, the same priority this week is focus on the QB, contain the quarterback, and then stop their skill players from there.
Offensively, you mentioned that they kind of run a defense that you might be able to find some success on the ground game. Imagine that's going to be the go-to for you guys on Friday.
Yeah, you know, we each and every week, Casey, we like to open things up on the ground first, and we've done a really good job of that most games. You know, but it's just a matter of, you know, the last 2 weeks, we do it to start the football game. We just don't sustain those drives and continue to do it for four quarters. So, you know, that's kind of what we're trying to get out of our guys, what we're kind of asking our guys. You know, size-wise, Newell Fonda does match up a little bit better than what, you know, the last 2 weeks have. You know, so we look to use our size, look to use our strength, and look to use our speed on the outside at the running back position.
Austin, I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up against Newell Fonda on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot, Casey.